The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
Earlier this year, a bipartisan group of lawmakers had a plan to fix a thorny problem. What to do about all that coal ash that's sitting in ponds at four locations in Virginia? The lawmakers wanted to make sure Dominion completed exhaustive research about the groundwater effects of the different cleanup scenarios before taking action. But when that stalled in the House, a compromise effort allowed the utility to move forward with its plan to cap the pollution in place, and then study the effects later. Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe amended that bill to restore the original timeline. And now, Dominion spokesman David Botkin says,
"We agree with the amendments as they were proposed by the governor."
That's a victory for Republican State Senator Amanda Chase and Democratic State Senator Scott Surivel. Those are the two lawmakers leading the charge to get the study completed before Dominion started taking action. Surivel says he's particularly excited about the possibility that coal ash, that's the byproduct of coal-fired power plants, that it might be recycled.
There's a lot of innovators around the entire country that are coming up with new uses for coal ash, whether that's concrete or things like railroad ties or other types of ceramics.
Surivel says that would be a much better solution than having all that pollution sit around in a landfill. I'm Michael Pope.